good morning. This is Penguin Radio, radio.dominican.edu. I'm DJ Noni, and I'm on Calarega Plaza for today's College Convention Voter Registration Day. I'm here with Paul Racanello, our Dean of Students, and we're just going to talk for a few minutes about Voter Registration Day and tell you a little bit about it. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning. Good to be here.
I'm so glad that you're here. Tell us a little bit about the College Convention Voter Registration Day. What do we expect and what are we going to see today?
What we're hoping to see is as many Dominican students as possible who are not yet registered to vote getting out here on the Calarega Plaza, signing up to vote. That will ensure that they're able to vote in the primaries coming up as well as the general election this fall.
I think that our students are pretty with it in a lot of areas, but don't you think that it can be rough for students to get out there and register?
I think it's rough for students anywhere. You look at the research and it says that this demographic, these 18 to 30 year olds now, are some of the most disengaged voters across the country. So what we're hoping to do with today's event, as well as College Debate 16, is really getting young people engaged in what's happening in politics in this country and using their power of their vote to vote their voice, essentially.
Now, what I understand about getting young people registered, they're registered. Let's say we get them registered, they sign, and they're getting out there. But even more, we want them to be having a conversation with each other and across the nation. So how is Dominican going to be involved in that?
Right. What College Debate aims to do is get students from across the country, as you said, engaged in the issues that are happening right now in the political spectrum. You know, they're watching the debates, they're listening to the candidates, talking about not the issues, but talking around the issues. And I think students, what the research says is one of the main reasons students don't vote is because candidates don't talk about the issues, they talk politics. And they want the candidates to address what's important right now to them and in this country. And College Debate is going to bring 150 college delegates from across the United States. All 50 states will be represented to talk about those important issues: immigration, healthcare, the cost of a college education these days, what's going on in this country, and how these candidates are going to use their platform when they become elected into office to influence, you know, these issues.
So along that line, we're talking issues, not politics, issues, not party. We're looking, you know, across the board. What's important to Republicans is important to Democrats, maybe slightly differently, but we need people talking together.
Correct. Yeah. I think what we're hearing from students, again, is that they don't care the political affiliation. They want the candidates to talk about these issues, and they don't want them to play politics. They don't want them to hide behind, well, I'm a conservative, I'm a liberal, whatever, we're not going to do this. It's, you know, and we've seen this in the current administration and previous administrations. Republican and Democrats alike have essentially ventured across the aisle to talk about these important issues and what's best for the majority in this country. And, you know, what's interesting is I think these young voters are going to start to influence that to happen once again. 38 million votes is nothing to scoff at in a presidential election.
And I think that calling upon the young people to stand up, rise up, and trust their own thinking, trust their own vision, trust their own feelings about what issues are important to them is valuable, because I from my observation from being around young people, is sometimes they're feeling like they're not yet allowed to have power.
Yeah.
Which I don't believe is true. I think that you can have power at any age, and as long as you're stepping up and starting to talk about it, it's good.
Yeah, and I think that, you know, that may come from that. The issue there could be the political rhetoric. You know, you've got these politicians who are established. I mean, let's face it, you don't have a lot of younger politicians out there. And you've got students who are listening, they're trying to engage, but when they come up with ideas and they speak their mind, they're sort of, if they're heard, they're dismissed. And chances are they're not really heard or listened to. And again, with College Debate 16, we're really hoping to change that.
That's really exciting, and I'm glad that Dominican is involved in that. Now, today we're going to have registration right here on the plaza.
Right here on the plaza.
And we're having one of our affiliate partners come in as well to give a demo on how to get our voice out there, get
right.
The student's voice out there. Who's coming?
The Voice app, VOIS. It's a new app that essentially works like a... I'm not going to say it right, but it's almost like a web conference call. You can do audio, video, streaming. You can essentially dial in and listen. You can dial in and participate. It's this really great app that works both on your it actually works on your smartphones, your smart devices. So wherever you are, in your car, in class, hopefully not in class, students, you know, in the dining hall, whatever it is you're doing, you can essentially tune into the voice app and you can hear the dialogue. You can engage in the discourse. They're a key partner in College Debate 16 and making sure that our 150 delegates across the country are able to virtually connect and discuss
that's
what's
great.
Going on.
And that's what we need to do because
Absolutely.
We are, you know, driving hither, thither, and yon all of the time or, you know, holed up in our small dorm room, but this makes our community much larger.
Yeah, this allows the students sitting in their dorm room here in Penefort Hall to talk to a student, you know, at University of Virginia. About an issue that's important. And again, like you were saying earlier, they may not agree on this issue, but they're going to talk about the merits of these issues from both sides of the aisle.
I like that, and I like that piece about they may not agree, but they're talking about
They're talking. That's the important thing. You know, our goal is not to convince anyone to vote for one candidate, one party, one way. Our goal is to get the students to engage in these issues because the truth is, if the students don't engage in these issues now, 20 years from now, they're going to be problems that they're going to have to face and address. So why not get ahead of these things and make sure that the people that they're voting for have a solid grasp of what's going on, what's important in this country? And again, if the students are pleased with how the candidates are addressing these things, then vote your voice.
That's great. Yeah. Thank you so much, Paul, for coming on, and I'm looking forward to the further festivities here for Voter Registration Day on Calarega Plaza for College Convention 2016. Thanks, Paul.
Thank you for being here.
Coming up in a few moments, Stuart Horn with Navi Dhaliwal, our ASDU president, and then after that, Stuart will be interviewing Pat Cully from VoiceBot.com, all here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
College Debate 16, everybody. Penguin Radio on the air, and Navi, the president of ASDU, is here. Hey, Navi.
Hello, everyone.
And not only representing ASDU, but all the students at Dominican. And we are out here at Calarega Plaza to talk about College Debate 16, a huge event coming up. And who better than you, the representative of all of us, to kind of talk about what's going on out here and what people can expect if they come out?
Well, honestly, all of these students who are out here today are out to inform students about the importance of registering to vote, as well as finding a candidate, not through what the media wants to show and the media circus, but through information and finding candidates that have the same platform beliefs that you do, issues that align with your own. And so it's a great opportunity, and we have some amazing student representatives out here as well to help other students find those realizations of who they want to vote for.
Lunchtime hasn't even come at 12:05, and I've already seen a lot of people register to vote. And the deadline, of course, is May 23rd if you want to vote in this year's presidential election. And a lot of students are crowded around getting their name in there so that they can vote. Seems like a very important thing. It always does in an election year around Dominican. We've had plenty of events. Vote Smart twice I can think of in the last 8 years. And now this event, the College Debate 16. Talk about that particular event coming up.
I mean, it's so hard to put into words because it's going to be this amazing event where we get student representatives from just across the country representing the voices of not only just one single party, but this time it's all focusing on issues. And so whether one student believes immigration is the most important or healthcare, cybersecurity, those prominent issues will be discussed at this convening in June and then throughout the college debate as we launch this first ever social media initiative.
And that sounds really exciting, but more than that, it seems very important. Is there one issue that you hear talking to students that stands out as the most important?
I constantly battle between cost of education, obviously, because as a college student, I understand the burden of the cost of tuition and going to go get your degree. But for me, I am biased. I believe cybersecurity is a very important issue for our U.S. foreign policy. I can go on for days. I did my thesis on it, but I won't bore you all today.
But well, I doubt it would be a bore, frankly. Under the circumstance of what we're talking about, it seems like not only would it give you a lot of credibility that you studied it over the last, probably the last 9 months, but that it is prominent in everyone's mind at this event especially. So, you know, I don't think it would be boring if you got into it a little bit. I know that people feel that, you know, in some circumstances feel that one issue is more important than another. How are you going to met those things out and talk about it at the actual debate? Or are they going to talk about all of them?
Oh my gosh. So the important thing about this debate in general and just this presidential election is understanding that the exact concept that you just talked about, that no one's issue is more important than the other, because all issues basically fall upon each other. They're like, they do the domino effect. Whether it's healthcare, whether it's socioeconomic status, they all find ways to tie themselves. And oftentimes people who are passionate about one thing can find that and share that passion with someone else, and it really does help bring enlightenment of an issue and the ability to understand different perspectives. And I think that's what the college debate is about, understanding that college students are capable of having these different perspectives, and that can really flourish into what will be a very active voter populace when we go out there and vote in November.
She's Navi Dhaliwal, the president of the ASDU here at Dominican University of California, right here on Penguin Radio, broadcasting live from Calarega Plaza worldwide on radio.dominican.edu.
We'll be right back with more here on Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.
Well, we promised Pat Culley would be here from VoiceSpot. Pat is here from VoiceBot. Hey, Pat.
How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you very much, and thanks for coming up. This is very important. We appreciate VoiceBot participating in College Debate 16 and partnering with Dominican to allow our voice, our collective voice, to be heard in a more efficient way. And everything that I've learned about VoiceBot suggests that what you guys have developed will allow a lot more people to interact and participate and make more informed decisions, if nothing else. And that's a lot.
That's a lot.
So why don't you tell us about VoiceBot and what it is and how it differs maybe from Skype. VoiceBot seems so superior on so many levels.
Thanks. Well, it is. To our knowledge, there is no other app, there is no other software that lets a group of 10 or 11 people have an open discussion with an unlimited audience.
VoiceBot is VoiceBot.com.
That's right. And the app is just called Voice. VoiceBot.
Okay.
It's iOS now, and it'll be Android in about a month.
And there's a beta out, I understand, for the Android.
That's right.
And the app right now is free.
It's free.
Okay. And it's running, and people are participating. So tell us right out of the gate, how does it differ from Skype? Because that's a question I keep hearing people ask.
Yeah, so Skype requires a computer. You can do it on a smartphone as well. It allows about 10 people to talk, but without an unlimited audience. So if you were just going to have a group conversation.
This is Skype you're talking about.
Skype is fine.
Skype has a limited number of people who can participate.
That's it. And as you know, in politics, it's all about the discussion and the debate.
So you want to have access to a lot of people to be able to talk.
On
VoiceBot, unlimited number of people can participate. Do we call it a forum or do we call it a spot?
You know, we call it a spot because we're trying for some branding. But it's a quorum. Anytime you have a large group of people together, you get a quorum. Once you have a large audience, you can call it what you want. It's sort of unprecedented. So we call it a virtual town hall.
All right. And I like that, especially in an election year. I suspect that you're probably registered to vote.
Absolutely.
And for those of you who want to register to vote, you can do it right here today. There are a lot of students who are encouraging everyone to register. Now, do you travel around to different colleges and universities, or do you visit different companies, or what is it you do for the company?
Well, that's it. My job is user experience. So I meet with people, and we explore ideas on how to use this app because it is unprecedented. And we look for market niches that will suit it best. And then I watch to see how they use it and what we can improve.
I know one of the things I read on your website is describes VoiceBot as a virtual auditorium with unlimited seating. And just since you've come on the air, I'm beginning to understand that more. Why would a college student want to grab VoiceBot right now?
Well, if they were involved in the political process, they might want to have a debate, a host that's a moderator, and they might want the entire university to listen in and to be able to queue up sort of like an open mic in an auditorium so that they anyone in the listening audience could walk up to the open mic and ask a question and be recognized.
Pat Culley is here from voicespot.com, VoicePot.com, and VOIS is the name of the app, and you can download it for free right now. So you said it's good for iPhone, it's good for iPad, and so anybody can use it on their phone. You don't need a sophisticated sound system to either hear or speak the iPad and iPhone perfectly clear for this spot or forum.
You know, you'll be shocked at how great the sound quality is. We call it HD quality, and it really is. It beats any kind of phone, any kind of speaker box, or you know, any of those kinds of things. And you know, really, the sound quality is as good as any good microphone.
So anybody can begin a spot or one of these forums. They can host it. They can invite people privately or publicly. You were talking to me earlier. Talk about the difference there.
Okay, so let's say you wanted to do a public one on campus. You wanted to have a debate with 10 people. You don't have to bring those 10 people together. Each of those 10 people can be wherever they want to be, in the gym, in their dorm room, in their classroom, and they can have that conversation in a public way with an unlimited group of listeners. So that's one use. The private one might be, let's say you wanted to have a study group for your next test, and you have five or six people that want to get together and have a private conversation, but they want to be able to invite people, maybe even the instructor, to jump on and clarify something, or a you know, another student. They can easily do that in a private one where it's not visible to the open public.
And if you're the host of one of these spots and you've got a lot of people participating, how do you avoid that one person who tends to monopolize every conversation? You know what I'm talking about, and I think everybody listening knows what I'm talking about. You get in a classroom, you get in any situation with a whole bunch of people, and there's especially when it's politically charged, that there's always going to be one or two people who want to overtake and speak for everyone. How do you avoid that, and have you guys thought of that?
Absolutely. So if it's a private spot, the host has the ability to mute anybody that's speaking with a touch of one button. If it's a public spot, then it's a vote of 50% of the speakers can touch the person's icon, actually the bounce button, and their emitted blinking light as they're speaking changes from green to yellow to give them a warning. If more than half the people vote them off, it turns red and they're bounced from the group.
Now, I've seen the interface. You showed it to me earlier, and I was surprised, and I'm not sure why I was surprised, but only because I didn't know much about VoiceBot before the last couple of days when I started reading up on it, when I found out how you guys had partnered with us on College Debate 16, with us, and of course I mean Dominican, not so much Penguin Radio. And by the way, folks, worldwide, right now from Calarega Plaza, you are listening to Penguin Radio. Radio.dominican.edu, and Pat Culley's our guest from voicespot.com. The interface itself was so easy to maneuver and to navigate.
Thank you. I
was just surprised. The number of functions and then versus the ease of use. And, you know, for a lot of people, that makes a big difference in any app.
You know, we struggle with that. There's so many things that we could do. The real essence of great software is making it simple to use and obvious. And the more functions you add, the more trouble you can run into with that.
Tell me this. Why audio only? What's the advantage, and why did you guys decide to go audio only?
The main advantage is that with audio, we can make the experience fantastic, voice quality great. Once you add video it takes so much more bandwidth that you risk disruption, pixelation, even dropping calls and dropping audio. So we find that most people find video intrusive. They have to look good. They have to worry about that they're facing the camera and they're not picking their nose or something stupid.
Yeah.
Whereas audio, people are accustomed to that with the phone, with the radio, just to have audio.
Ah, what a perfect analogy. Well, Pat Culley's from VoiceBot, everybody, partnering with Dominican for College Debate 16. And, of course, I don't need to tell you how much we appreciate that partnership. Any parting words for us? I hopefully some people have gone and downloaded the app. Voice, V-O-I-S, is the name of the app. It's free. You will be surprised at how easy it is to navigate. But more than that, you'll be surprised at all that it does and communication with other people on important issues, and I suspect on just about anything you want to talk about.
You know, for College Debate 16, we're one of the sponsors, one of the technology sponsors. And we're confident that students are going to find it great for having a quorum to discuss and debate issues, not just on their own campus, but with some of the other 200 campuses. So we'll be teaching them in June how to use it, and we'll be learning from them what things they like and don't like. In the meantime, we would just invite the student body to download Voice, V-O-I-S, from the App Store for their iPhone or their iPad and use it for their study groups. And, you know, just enjoy it. Talk to their family. It's free. You can talk to anybody globally on this. It doesn't have to be on campus. You can have it public or private. So generally they'd have a private voice bot to do a study group. So play with it and give it some feedback and go on the App Store and give us your feedback as to what you like and don't like.
Pat Culley, everybody, from VoiceBot.com has been our guest here on Penguin Radio Live from Calarega Plaza. College Debate 16, come down, register to vote. There are a ton of people here willing to help you with that very endeavor.
Thank you to our guests today, Paul Racanello, Dean of Students, Navi Dhaliwal, ASDU President, and Pat Culley from VoiceBot.com. And of course, thank you to the College Debate 16 volunteers and for all of the students that came out to register to vote. If you'd like more information about the college convention, go to collegedebate16.org. That's collegedebate16.org, and you can find out everything that you need to know. This is DJ Noni for Stuart Horn here at Penguin Radio at radio.dominican.edu.